The Lord be with you.
Amen.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. A demoniac who could not speak was brought to Jesus, and when the demon was driven out of the mute man, spoke. The crowds were amazed and said, "Nothing like this has ever been seen in Israel." But the Pharisees said, "He drives out demons by the prince of demons." Jesus went around to all towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and curing every disease and illness. At the sight of the crowds, his heart was moved with pity for them, because they were troubled and abandoned, like a sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest." The Gospel of the Lord. My brothers and sisters in Christ, when Jesus began his public ministry, one of the things that he did was to proclaim the kingdom of God and then healing those who were troubled, those who were afflicted with pain, with disease. In today's gospel, we see Jesus manifesting his power as the Son of God. First of all, he begins by curing this man who had been possessed by a demon. And of course, when the people saw that, they were amazed. But there were some who were objecting, saying, "He's performing what he's doing by the power of the demon." And then we are told that we went about healing the people, their infirmities, their illnesses, their disease. For he looked at them with compassion. He looked at them with pity. That's what the Son of Man, God, Jesus, does. When he encounters us and when we encounter him, something happens. Exactly something happened. By healing this man who had been possessed, but more so, those people that he went about healing, their infirmities, their disease. This same message can also speak to each one of us in a very profound way. Each of us, we have that troubles us. We have that really afflicts us. Is it death in a family? The different kinds of pains that we have in ourselves, in our bodies, or even the loss of someone, the loss of a relationship. Each of us, we have that troubles us. But Jesus looks to us with compassion. He looks at us with mercy. He looks at us with pity. And he wants to restore us back. What we have to do is always to allow him to do something within us. Like this man who had been possessed by a demon, when he encountered Jesus, he allowed him, and Jesus performed this wonderful miracle, and he was restored. And we are told he started to speak. He started to proclaim and praise God for his mighty work in him. We pray for the grace in this Eucharistic celebration. As we encounter Jesus in the Eucharist, let us allow him to work within each one of us. Let us let Jesus perform something within us. May we allow him to restore us to life, both physical, but even more so spiritual. May our Blessed Mother intercede for us and point us to Jesus, her Son, the one who has come to restore us and to give us new life in him. Amen.